This story is about debt, specifically Town of Normal debt, what's healthy and what's not. It's a campaign issue in this year's mayoral and city council contests. The Town of Normal has about $81 million in bonded debt, but is that a healthy level of debt or unhealthy? Mark Tiratilli is challenging Mayor Chris Koos for the second time.
I think there is a healthy level. I think we are past it.
Incumbents in the council and mayoral races in Normal maintain the debt level is healthy. Mayor Chris Koos says you don't have to take his word for it.
It's proven by the fact that we have the highest credit rating you can get by people that analyze municipal debt. There are less than 3% of the communities in the United States that have the credit rating that we do. These are financial professionals who deal in the municipal realm. So I take that as a strong affirmation that we know what we're doing in terms of managing debt.
The AAA designation is from Fitch Ratings. Moody's is another firm that also rates the Town of Normal highly. In its latest assessment last month, Moody's said the town's very healthy financial profile is characterized by strong and stable reserve levels, unquote. Moody's does say the town has above average long-term leverage, but qualifies that by saying it becomes more moderate relative to operating revenue. Average debt is a tough term to gauge for cities. Brad Cole is the head of the Illinois Municipal League.
Some communities may have a lot of debt because they've decided to invest in infrastructure. That's where most of the bonded debt funding goes to.
The Town of Normal's per capita bond debt is about $1,500, based on documents prepared for the Bloomington City Council. Brad Cole says each city is different.
So it just depends on the type of community, where they are, what they're involved with, and in some cases, the age of the community, because older communities may have to do more infrastructure repair where newer communities are not. And as debt goes on and comes off, it impacts the per capita amount.
Normal's per capita bond debt is higher than Bloomington, about the same as Peoria and less than Decatur.
That's probably not an inadequate average, but it does vary.
And when you factor in other long-term obligations, such as retirement, the numbers can change a lot. Springfield, for instance, is low in bonded debt, but surges way ahead in total per capita debt because it bonds for its city-owned electric utility. The challenger in the mayoral race maintains debt in general is not great for cities. Mark Tiratilli says it's okay for infrastructure projects such as water and sewer modernization, but he believes a lot could have been avoided.
So the $100 million that was borrowed over the last 20 years here, that's going to wind up costing us nearly $150 million when it's all done. And what could have been done in the community with $50 million over those couple of decades? To me, that's a very significant question.
The mayor of Normal says the better question is what was done with that money. To decide whether a debt is justified, you also have to look at why it's there. Koos says the choices he and the council have made over the years have helped the town create more than $1 billion in outside investment.
When we borrow money, it's not to spend it because we don't have money. It's to invest strategically in our community. And so it's opportunity investment.
Koos says the town has not taken out bonds lightly. The town has identified revenue streams to support the bonds after deciding a project is worth stimulating.
One, is it good for the community? And two, can you afford it? So you look at your debt in that regard. What is affordable? What's a reasonable amount of debt? And we have set a number or kind of a policy on that. And we've maintained that.
That metric is debt service payments should not be more than 10% of annual revenue. Opponent Mark Tiratilli says he thinks that's not an altogether reliable metric. He says you can make the percentage look better simply by increasing the town budget. But the town uses another measure as well, debt compared to total assessed property value, which has stayed stable for more than a decade. Mayoral hopeful Mark Tiratilli says there's an opportunity cost to the money as well.
You know, the cash flow that we've set up for our debts runs us $5 to $7 million a year. So if we can afford that kind of flow towards projects, then if it wasn't going to debt repayment, then you could save $5, 6, 7 million a year for 2, 3 years. And then you can pay for the projects up front.
Tiratilli says most projects should be, as the phrase goes, pay as you go, which was a favorite of Kent Carricker, the mayor before Chris Koos. Koos says the timetable of projects for which the town has chosen to take on debt required commitments that prevented pay as you go. He also says Carriker himself agreed with that.
He was the one that recognized that for Uptown to be the project that it was going to be, required bonding. He was actually the first mayor to start the bonding process.
There is a subsidiary argument against interest by the mayoral challenger. Mark Tiritilli says the town is not paying down principal fast enough.
The majority of it is just going to interest, because that's the real problem, is we're wasting a lot of that money. Half of our general obligation bonds are interest only.
That's not the right way to think of interest, according to Mayor Chris Koos. Koos says you can't pay down principal unless you pay off the entire bond issue.
Well, a bond doesn't function like your house mortgage. A bond has interest-only payments often built into it for a period of time, because the person who buys that bond wants a certain guaranteed stream of income.
The town is moving to pay off bond debt early, about $8 million in the next several years. Tiritilli says the town has chosen not to take some opportunities to go faster. Mayor Koos, most council members and town staff say they did that because they want to maintain adequate reserves. I'm Charlie Schlenker.